This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
P. Mitch and Finley right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Lynnell Willingham sitting in for Brian and JP. They're back with you tomorrow out at the Purple Heart Open. Always a cool event. Excuse me, that gets to take place every year, supporting a hell of a cause. So definitely excited for the fellas to get to participate in that. A lot more to get to here as we take you up to 2 p.m. Grant and Danny going to follow your boy, Grant Paulson, back in the saddle after taking some time off last week. So super excited to tap into them. Right now, though, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. The Washington Commanders last year, I think we could all agree, after taking some time to sober up, so to speak, from the emotional high that was the season last year, I think we could all agree that they probably outkicked their coverage a year ago. They definitely exceeded expectation, and I think they deserve credit for that. From the top down, ownership, front office, head coach, the locker room, everybody was on the same accord. And it led to them making the NFC Championship game for the first time since the 90s. Coming off of that success, coming off of that level of prosperity, when you think about the moves they made this offseason, trading for Deebo Samuel, trading for Laremy Tunsil, I'm a big Jalen Lane guy and think he is going to be a seismic part of this offense. Peter Schrager was on ESPN, I believe it was this morning or over the weekend, talking about, you know, Jalen Lane unprompted. Why does that matter? Well, Cliff Kingsbury and Peter Schrager are like best friends. Maybe that may be a little bit of a stretch, but they are definitely California cool with each other, if you pick up what I'm putting down. And for Peter Schrager to randomly name drop Jalen Lane, a fourth round pick of the Commanders, lets you know he's probably going to be in for a big time season. I expect it as well. Anytime you get to add that type of speed to the offense, you know Cliff will put him in a position to cook. But I say all that to say, this is an improved group on offense. I think they're improved on the offensive line. They're improved at the skill position group. The defense is where the issues lie with this bunch. And even they've gotten better, I guess. You can make an argument. Like the cornerback spot, Jonathan Jones bringing in a Super Bowl champion like him, I think is awesome and improves your floor and the depth of that position. Right? Drafting Trey Amos in the second round, a guy that, you know, if Connerly wasn't there at 29 overall, the pick probably would have been Trey Amos. So to be able to land him in the second round, it improves your defense, right? Bringing in Javon Kinlaw. And I understand, you know, statistically throughout the first couple of years of his career, he has not lived up to his draft status and what the expectations were. There's a picture out there, though, surfacing online. It's him standing next to Dan Quinn, talking about Javon Kinlaw. I mean, he's massive. He's massive. He fits the bill in the physical profile of what a commander is supposed to be. So I hope he helps the run defense. Dietrich Wise, a guy that was brought in from the Patriots, another Super Bowl champion that I think helps this commander's defense in the biggest, you know, area of weakness, that was stopping the run. So, yes, they have gotten better defensively within the margins. We don't know, though, how that ultimately pans out. We don't know just how improved this defense is. And I'll tell you what, for all of the issues they had last year stopping the run, we're going to find out right away if they're better in that area. Tyrone Tracy, Josh Jacobs, Ashton Jeanty, Bijan Robinson, Omarion Hampton. You got to take on all of those running backs within the first 5 weeks of the regular season. So if you're not better at stopping the run, it is going to bleed right off the rip. It's going to bleed out right off the rip, and it will be known right off the rip. The good thing for the defense, the two teams that you're joint practicing against, talking about New England and the Baltimore Ravens, you got to shake a leg or lose one. You're going up and practicing against them. You got to shake a leg or lose one. Go hard or go home. You don't want to get embarrassed on the practice field by Mike Vrabel's Patriots. So I can't wait for that joint practice because they're going to run Travion Henderson right at you. Right? The Ravens practice, they're going to run Derrick Henry smack at you. So you'll find out right away whether you're improved in that area, though. The one thing that I say about this football team in terms of next year, I think whether they take a step back from a record standpoint or not is to me irrelevant. I think it's about how they look on the field, how individual players perform. Even if they don't win 12 games next year, I do think there's a way to measure improvement for this group. But I want to go both ends of the spectrum here. Because like I said the last segment, I can see both scenarios playing out. I can see them making the Super Bowl, hoisting the Lombardi next year. I can also see a scenario in which they miss the playoffs in its entirety. What's more likely to you? 1-800-636-1067. The Commanders making the Super Bowl next year or missing the playoffs? Let's go to Elijah out in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Elijah?
What's going on, man? You kind of chimed in. You pretty much said what I was going to say so far as with the run defense. We're going to understand early on both sides of the ball what's happening so far as with the run defense and their ability to protect Jaden Daniels. Just in New York, the NFL has an interesting way of knowing how to get fireworks. I was looking at this schedule. I was like, okay, they want to see Jaden Daniels move his legs early. We understand what's going on in that front line. We're not saying that the Giants are ready by any means, but we saw the draft that they had, and we know that they did give us some fits, and we only put up some field goals. Now, I will say the team is way further than that point, but it's going to be interesting. If the offense is able to keep the defense in a situation where they're up 14, then I think we have an opportunity to hoist the Lombardi, even 7 yeah. or 3. If we could able, but if we have to make Jaden Daniels put on his cape every week, I think we miss it. And we have to remember, guys, the team has still gotten better. When you go to the NFC championship, that still makes you better as an organization, makes you better as a player when you have know what it takes to actually get there, what it felt like. It doesn't matter how you got there, you did it. And once you understand what it feels like to get there, you know what it takes to replicate that. And I think they did a good job protecting Jaden Daniels because I feel like because he's such a cerebral kind of guy, he would not hold on to the ball in uncertainty. He's really trying to pick early in games. I'm like, man, he's holding to the ball just a tad too long because he really wants to see what's going on in the back end. But now when you give him a guy like Jalen Lane, you start to be able to allow him to see what's going on. You can look deep, maybe like, okay, boom.
I pick up exactly what you're putting down. One thing about Jaden Daniels that I think we all like kind of was okay with last year because we were winning games, but like I don't think it's a sustainable recipe moving forward. He can't be your leading rusher next year. He can't. He can't. If Jaden Daniels is Washington's leading rusher next year, they're in a world of trouble. One stat from last year that I think kind of slipped past a lot of folks. He led the NFL in scramble attempts by a wide margin. That also is something to me that if they're going to take a step forward, if they're going to punch their ticket to the big dance, gotta let the ball go. Now, I think by season's end, if you watch this group, by season's end, there was not a trust from Jaden Daniels in this Commanders offensive line. And for good reason. They were banged up down the stretch on the interior. Brandon Coleman was hurt on the perimeter. Cornelius Lucas was in and out of the lineup. The offensive line faltered a lot down the stretch. And it feels like every time we talk about that group, it's Brian Robinson Jr. not doing enough. I point directly to the offensive line, their lack of health, and then they just didn't play well down the stretch. You take out that Titans game down the stretch, and it was pretty average to below average group, including Tyler Biadasz, including Sam Cosmi, who was hurt, but also got his butt kicked a fair amount down the stretch. 1-800-636-1067. What is more likely next year for the Commanders? Making the Super Bowl or missing the playoffs? Let's go out to Shane in Switzerland. Wants to chime in. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, look, here's the thing. It's definitely miss the playoffs. You just hit it around the head. Is this a defense Super Bowl team? What playmakers are out there? There's none, zero. Okay, Lattimore last year, in my opinion, was a disappointment. The Tampa Bay ate him up. Evans, I mean, it's just no. This is not a defensive Super Bowl team right now. It's not. If you look at every team that won a Super Bowl, the last, hell, just 5 years, it's been a dominating defense. Look at the Eagles did last year in the Super Bowl. They dominated the Chiefs. We do not have that right now. Our offensive is great. There's an old saying, right? Offense sells tickets and defense wins championships, right? This is not a defensive team. And this is a fact. And our division got better, too. Look what the Eagles did. If you look at the Eagles, I think they stole the draft. They drafted even better than they did last year. And we still got to go through Philly. I hate to say it, we still got to go through Philly. And if you look at that front seven, it is unreal how big and strong. I mean, they're just athletic all over the place.
So for all of the compliments, Shane, I appreciate the call. For all the compliments that anyone has for Philadelphia's front seven or the Giants' front seven, give those same flowers and kudos to this Commanders offensive line, who by season's end, I think will be viewed as a top 5-7 group in all the National Football League. When you think about the athleticism of that group, when they are healthy, you look at the sum of their parts, and I got another bold proclamation for you as well. Brandon Coleman probably going to start at right guard in place of Sam Cosmi. That's if, you know, Josh Connerly wins that right tackle job. That left guard spot to me is super interesting as well. There is a key free agent signing that Washington had that I feel like no one's paying attention to. Nate Herbig, I think, is a starting guard for the Commanders in Week 1. I think Nate Herbig and Brandon Coleman are your starting guards next year for the Commanders, because I think overall throughout his career, he has been a better football player than Nick Allegretti. And I give all the credit in the world to Nick Allegretti coming in, playing the way that he did last year. But you look at his contract, that is a swing guard contract. That is not a contract that screams, I got to be a starter year in and year out. Right? Dan Quinn comes from the old Pete Carroll tree. Competition everywhere, all the time. I think competition exists on the interior of this Commander's offensive line as well. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What is more likely next year? The Washington Commanders making the Super Bowl and following up on their success, or missing the postseason in its entirety? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Tony out in Clinton. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, listen, man. I got to pick with you first, man. We still a traumatized fan base. We still got lingering feelings of last. We still think like losers, man. Like, you can't sit here and talk about, you know, I don't care about if our record is better than last year. I just want guys to play better. I want our guys to gel. That's what losers say, man. That's loser talk, dude. And
we'll put Tony back on hold. I guess that was the radio gods trying to correct Tony. That's not what I was saying at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm saying I would understand it, and it would be still viewed as a positive season if they didn't have the same record as last year. Right? If they missed the playoffs next year, I think based off of the roster, based off of who they have at quarterback, you could consider it a disappointment. I think there's an argument to be made for that. But I look at the personnel that they have defensively. How many blue-chip defensive players do they have? They don't have a lot. Joe Witt Jr. is going to have to scheme things up via the pen next year, and I think he's capable of doing it. But it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world, right, if they missed the playoffs to me. I'm not expecting it, but I wouldn't be stunned by it either. 1-800-636-1067. Their defensive metrics from a year ago are super interesting. One metric that I want to give you all, because it feels like this defense, and look, I'm being real here. It's not me trying to pick a fight with anybody. It's not me trying to be a lightning rod. It just is what it is when it comes to this Commanders defense next year or last year. We gave them credit for being better than they actually were. That's how I would describe this Commanders defense last year. We gave them credit for being better than they actually were. I got a couple of numbers via my guy Warren Sharp, who always does a tremendous job giving you the analytics and telling it how a TI is when it comes to defense, offense. The Washington Commanders faced these quarterbacks in consecutive weeks from week 12 on to close out the year. Backup Cooper Rush, Will Levis, a bye week, that hand model Jake Haener, terrible Spencer Rattler, backup Kenny Pickett, rookie Michael Penix, and then backup Trey Lance. Last year, the Commanders by far had the number one easiest quarterback schedule in all of the National Football League, yet their defense still was leaky at times. With an improved quarterback schedule, with a more difficult quarterback schedule, I have doubts and reservations about whether the defense can replicate last year's success. If the defense is even average next year, I think it's a success. 1-800-636-1067. I keep giving you the numbers. Mike Clay of ESPN does his annual predictions for the NFL season for all 32 teams. He predicts every statistical leader. He predicts how many games each team is going to win, all of that, snaps played and all. He projects the Commanders to give up the most points in the NFL next year. I'm telling you now, if the Washington Commanders give up the most points in the NFL next year, they won't make the playoffs. And then, next offseason, we'll once again be at the drawing board knowing what needs to improve. And that's not some negative thing. That's not me screaming from the mountaintops that it should be doom and gloom. They're in year two of a rebuild, right? Let's keep the real context surrounding this thing. Let's be honest with the context surrounding this thing. They're in year two of a rebuild, and they're already way ahead of schedule. They've got their quarterback of the future. And in reality, in the NFL, that's all that matters. Now, they'd be further ahead in this rebuild if Ron Rivera and company weren't asleep at the wheel on draft night during his five-year tenure here. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Aaron in D.C. real quick. What's going on, Aaron?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm awesome. What is going on, man? I've had 30 years of losing. We get one great year, and we lost Ashburn Syndrome. Come on, man. It's just, we're going to dominate. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year, next year, every year. We're going to give up 31 points a game.
That's the spirit.
We're going to give up. I'm serious. We're going to give up 31 points a game because we also don't have a pass rush. And we're going to score 35. We got Debo coming. We got Lane coming. We got our run will be better this year. Even that new dude will be there. And also, everybody's for the trade deadline mid-year. Where if we are losing, say, or we're middling, we're going to pick up defense on the cheap. They can be plug and play DBs that you pick up in the middle of the year, a la Lattimore. We're going to dominate.
Hopefully
we're going to win the
better.
Super Bowl.
Hopefully it works out better than Marshawn Lattimore did last year at the deadline. I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, more of your calls on what is more likely in 2025, the Commanders making the Super Bowl or missing the playoffs. Plus, we'll get a little bit more interactive as we move throughout this 12 o'clock hour. We'll give a little Commanders superlatives heading into next year as well. That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.